It is an EU Peace and Security Council meeting, you know, to review the current situation in Guinea-Bissau. If you recall, the five partners involved in Guinea-Bissau, that is the ECOWAS, the CPLP, which is the Portuguese-speaking, you know, countries, the organization, the African Union, the European Union, and the United Nations, dispatched a fact-finding mission to Guinea-Bissau. That was last December. And the report has just been released. The report has just been released of that fact-finding mission. I actually led the ECOWAS contingent, you know, to that, you know, mission. So it is to review that report. That is number one. And then number two, to see how we can find some kind of international consensus to accompany the people of Guinea-Bissau as they try to transit this issue, you know, this period, very difficult period, to restore constitutional order in the country. So in a nutshell, that is what is going to happen there. You know that since the coup d'etat last April 12th last year, there have been differences, major differences between the partners on Guinea-Bissau, several, bilateral and multilateral organizations have cut development assistance to this country, which depends so much on, international aid, you know, to survive. So it is a very difficult situation, and this meeting is to try to see whether we can nudge each other towards a better consensus to make sure we get Guinea-Bissau out of its current mess.
Are you confident that this meeting will give the opportunity to all stakeholders and partners to form a consensus, basically to chart the way forward about restoring peace and stability in that country?
Yes, ECOWAS is always very confident. You know, since the coup d'etat, ECOWAS has been virtually the only organization, international organization, that has maintained relations with Guinea-Bissau and trying to push it forward. And I think several international partners have seen that Guinea-Bissau is on the right path. It's on the right path, you know, because Parliament has been reinstituted, and they are looking at the transitional timetable. Originally, elections were supposed to, you know, have held in the country by April, May this year. But it is very unlikely that technically technically resource-wise and others, they will be ready for the election. So there is a parliamentary committee that is looking at this transitional roadmap with a view to fixing a more realistic date for the election. And almost all the international communities are quite hopeful that the parliament can come up with a workable timetable, you know, which will form a basis for consensus among the partners in order to push the country to restore constitutional order as soon as possible. But that is just the first part of the problem. You know, some of our international partners have rebelled in demonizing the country, calling it a narco state, the military that are unresponsive to democratic control and all that. You know, ECOWAS recognizes these problems, but we see Guinea-Bissau not as a narco state, but as a victim of the international drug trade, you know, which is basically between Latin America and Europe. And Guinea-Bissau is being used as a transit point with very little of the benefits of the drug trade filtering into the economy of Guinea-Bissau. You know, so we want people to look at the situation more realistically. And we also understand that the military has been a problem in the country for quite a long time. But that does not also what will excuse the political forces in the country who over the years have manipulated the military against their political opponent. So you need a complete review of the country, the political system, the governance system, security sector reform, and also very effective means of controlling drug trafficking. Guinea-Bissau also has been a victim of poaching, in fact, of its rich marine resources, fish stocks, by huge European vessels over the years. And on both counts, whether the drug trafficking or the the illegal and irregular fishing in their territorial waters, Guinea-Bissau simply lacks the equipment, they lack the capacity to police their territory. So we say that instead of making Guinea-Bissau a victim, try and then let's come together, let's put in the resources, let's come together, help them to check, you know, these illegal activities in the country, you know, and that is a better way. Instead of always making Guinea-Bissau the victim and then trying to run away from it, you know, we feel that that is a negative approach. But luckily, you know, things are turning up. The UN has just appointed a new special representative in the person of Nobel laureate Ramos Horta, the former president of East Timor, who has looked at the situation very practically, and you know, and he is ready, you know, to adopt a different approach to what has happened before. And so we feel that the factors are there, the circumstances are developing, where I think there will be a basis for at least some minimal consensus on the country so that we can get that country out of this mess.
Will ECOWAS be urging some of these international partners that have severed ties with Guinea-Bissau to rescind their decision?
That is absolutely our approach. We feel that if the international community sees that once the constitutional order is restored and there is the political will in the country to move on the major reforms like the defense and security sector, the governance reform, economic reforms, and other things, that they are ready to come in. That is the stance of the European Union. That has been the stance of the CPLP. That has been the stance of the United Nations. And we say that fine. Everybody agrees that this parliamentary process to find a workable timetable for the country is a very good start. So the way to start it is for all of us to help them to pull this off, get the parliament to get the transitional process ongoing, and then let us all come in, help them to ensure that we have credible elections, you know, so that we can have truly legitimate representatives of the country who can be the legal interlocutors with the international community in order to push this reform. That is the position. But we cannot sit back and say that we are watching them to see whether they can pull off this election, you know, then wait and see attitude, then we come in. That is a very negative approach, because Guinea-Bissau on its own hasn't got the resources to pull off credible elections. They need the assistance. And so we feel that the international assistance to the country must begin at this preparatory stage. You don't throw the whole potato into the hands of a victim, a country that has virtually melted, you know, because they just don't have resources. It is ECOWAS and Nigeria that have been sustaining, you know, that country, enabling it to pay wages in the country since the coup d'etat. You know, so you don't expect them with virtually no resources to be able to, you know, prepare credible elections. So we feel that the international community must come in right now and not to sit on the fence and watch them to see whether they can pull off credible elections before you come in. I feel that, that is just like, giving the dog a bad name in order to hang it. Let's go in. Do they have the will? Yes. All the international community, they agree that the parliament represents you know, the society of Guinea-Bissau. Everybody agrees about that. So why don't we give them all the assistance to come out with this timetable and give the transitional authorities, and more particularly the Electoral Commission, the resources to organize credible elections? You know, and then we take it from there. You know, so that is the position of ECOWAS, and we are quite confident that some agreement of sorts can be reached around, you know, such an agenda.